Welcome to the Liberty of the Captives podcast, coming to you from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. And now, here's your host for today's presentation, Lisa Ruby.
Thank you for joining us at Liberty to the Captives podcast for episode 7. It's with a heavy heart that I have to do this podcast tonight. The Lord's been just laying it on my heart so heavy that I need to bring up some serious things that I've noticed over at TexMars.com, the Power of Prophecy Ministry. There are some things that are being promoted on the website that are dangerous spiritually to the visitor. And I need to go ahead and just jump right into this and tell you what I'm referring to. Right now I'm looking at Power of Prophecy, TexMars.com. It's been updated February 2nd, 2007. I know it's been at least a week, perhaps even 2 weeks, that Tex Mars has had a couple of links on his website. I'm going to be talking about one of the links that he's linked to tonight. But before I do that, I just want to let you know I have a lot of verses here in front of me, but I don't have the verses about how Jesus says that we are to judge righteous judgment. You know, we're conditioned to not make any judgments about what people are doing, not examine their fruit. This, of course, is conducive to bringing in the One World Order Church. And all the time you'll hear, oh, I don't know his heart. God doesn't command us to know anybody's heart. He commands us to examine a person's fruit. And we have to check a person's fruit out and then decide. Jesus says he commands us to know our brother by their fruits. And also we can know if a brother has changed by his fruits, and whether we should continue to follow this person or follow this person's example. And so I'm going to be talking about a link that Tex Mars has on his website with no explanation, no disclaimer, no warning, no explanation of any kind. It's called Shocking Revelations, George Bush's Gay Gate. And I understand that people who click on this can rationalize, well, I have to educate myself about the homosexual proclivities of, or alleged homosexual proclivities of President Bush. You know how much sin has been engaged in because of rationalization? I mean, Eve rationalized that the tree was good for fruit. She rationalized that, and look what happened as a result. But before I talk about that particular link, I just wanted to mention the Hot Zone Alert graphic. Tex Mars's ministry has taken quite a turn the last couple of years. And that by the turn that I'm talking about is the sensationalism, almost a form of tabloid-type reporting, with what's very concerning to me is the sort of titillating types of words that he uses in his Power Prophecy audios. Sometimes I will listen to them on the internet. And the last couple of times, I literally had to turn off the radio because it seemed like, out of the blue, he would be talking about some type of sexual perversion that someone is involved in. And then he used a phrase that my children have never heard, and I never heard until I was an adult. And I was very embarrassed. My son was in the room, and I'm thinking, he's supposed to be a pastor, and there's no warning on his audios that children shouldn't be present, because I'm going to be talking about some X-rated activities, perverse behaviors that adults are involved in, adults that are depraved are involved in. And I'm just bringing this up because this is the kind of thing that is defiling. And we know the Bible talks about that nothing shall enter into the heavenly city that defileth. And there shall in no wise enter into it, the heavenly city, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And again, I want to go back to that graphic. It says Hot Zone Alert. There's some flames below it. And it says the Paris Hilton Britney Spears Brigade, Bush daughters volunteer for military service in Iran. Again, this is kind of a tabloid type of thing. This isn't anything that's edifying. This isn't anything that's going to expose the New World Order, but it's going to keep us busy. But I wanted to comment about the Hot Zone Alert graphic. I've made a copy of it in scrapbook in case it leaves the website, as well as I made a copy in scrapbook of these websites that I'm going to be talking about. The Hot Zone Alert, the letter A, that is a Masonic type font, because the letter A, instead of a straight line across, it is a V. And this same type of symbolism is on the cover of the Tim LaHaye Prophecy Study Bible, where the, for the A for alpha, he makes it look like a compass and square instead of a, like, he makes like a V for the line across the A. And there's no need of that. Tex-Mars is, knows more about cult symbolism than I would ever dream of knowing, and there's no excuse for this. And he could say, well, my webmaster did it. Well, this webmaster, he needs to pay attention to what his webmaster's doing. Years ago, before I had any idea of having a website, I didn't even have a computer. I'd never even seen Tex-Mars's website and didn't know much about Tex-Mars at all, except for getting his newsletter and occasionally scraping up, at the time, I think it was $6, in order to get a cassette once in a while. And I remember very clearly the Holy Spirit impressed upon me to write him a letter. It was right after the last child was born. And I had to write a letter to this man that I'd never met. I knew he wouldn't know who I was. I was just a listener out there to his CDs. I mean, to his cassettes. And the Lord impressed upon me to write to him about infiltration and to tell him, to warn him about who is involved with his computer. And again, I don't know if I was thinking about a website when I wrote the letter. He might still have the letter. He's never acknowledged the letter and never wrote back and never brought it up to me. But I did do that. So I know that the Lord has had Tex-Mars on his heart for a long time. Lord has cared about Tex-Mars, has wanted to protect Tex-Mars. And I know that. And I love my loving Heavenly Father for that. And other people have warned Tex-Mars about things, I'm sure, because they care about his soul. At this point in time, I'm bringing this up not because I think Tex-Mars is going to change now. I do not. I hope he does. But I'm bringing it up because the Lord wants me to bring it up for your sake. Because the Bible says about causing the little ones to stumble. And if you do that, it's better that a millstone would be hung around your neck. So there's no need for that Masonic font. But more importantly, I wanted to comment on the link, Shocking Revelations, George Bush's Gay Gate, that is on his website as of February 2nd, 2007. And, of course, I clicked to it. I didn't, you know, you don't know what it is when you click on it. You don't know if it's an article Tex-Mars has written or what, but it's an outside link. Clicking on it right now, trying to bring it up. Here it is. It's an article on piratenews.org. And one of the main reasons this is such a serious, seriously dangerous link that Tex-Mars has linked to with no explanation, nothing. There are links on this particular page to Playboy pornographic website. There are pornographic images on this website. Filthy, defiling articles. Pictures of people who are supposedly prostitutes and so on, male and female. And I really don't want to defile you by going over the entire web page except to tell you how very defiling it is and how a pastor has no business linking to this website. Now, if he wrote an article that was for the purpose of exposing something that is necessary to be exposed, and he had to link to it for the purpose of documentation, he needs to say that. I got this quote from this website. He needs to document. Tex-Mars doesn't document a lot of the things that he's done. I've noticed that on his website and been concerned about it. He needs to do that. He needs to back up what he says. You don't just follow somebody because Tex-Mars says it, and Tex-Mars has written all these books, and Tex-Mars had this great foundation that he built upon. Well, people can change. And I wanted to bring up, before I talked about this website anymore, about what happens when people change. And you say, wait a minute, you can't say anything about Tex-Mars. Well, you know what? There's a lot of respect of persons going on, not only in the falling away evangelical church, but also in what is supposed to be the remnant movement or the remnant church movement. And there's a lot of people in the remnant movement who are either fakes, outright fakes, or they're people who have fallen. Because if you don't stand fast and hold fast, you will fall. And the Bible says there is no respect of persons with God. Let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed that there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. And there's a lot of taking of gifts going on with radio broadcasters and ministries of all types. Oh, I'll have you on my, I'll promote you if you promote me. Oh, I'll link to you if you link to me. Oh, I won't say anything about your serious compromise. Just don't say anything about mine. Oh, it doesn't matter if he's an ungodly man and he's a New Ager like Zeph Daniel promoting New Age doctrine. And Tex-Mars recently went on his broadcast to promote his book. That's wrong because, you know, you don't sin in order to serve God at all. That's called compromise, and that is what just about everybody is doing, and compromise is the road to hell. And I have to tell you that, and I have to tell it to you straight. The Bible says it's not good to have respect of persons in judgment. A lot of times say, well, I can't judge this individual's behavior because they're a great person, you know, they're the king or the queen. Look at King David. God said, no, have no respect of persons. What would Nathan have done if Nathan said, I can't tell David that. I can't confront David with his sin, Father in heaven. I mean, I can't do that. He's the king. He could have me killed. And I think what Tex Mars is doing is sin. You don't use filthy words that depict perverse sexual acts on your radio broadcast unless you warn the parents and say, you know, if you're mixed company, you don't do that. That's done in the falling away world, but that's not done in righteousness. That's improper. And even in the Bible, when the Bible talks about heinous acts that were committed, the Bible does it very delicately, very carefully, in a way that does not defile the person reading it. Even if the person is a child, and God's ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ can do no less. There's no respect of persons with God. For he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. And we have to pass our time here in fear, and we have to be holy in conversation and godliness. So getting back to this website, the TexMars link to on his main page, texmars.com, George Bush's Gay Gate, it's piratenews.org, and it's a page filled with links about George Bush and allegations that he is homosexual. It's very interesting how I've noticed with Tex Mars, he's keeping people busy, but there's no gossip. I can't see any gospel on his website. Maybe there is. There's nothing on the main page. What is going on here? We're being sent over to a filthy website that has a link. It has a picture of a woman in lingerie. Very provocative picture. That would cause so many people to stumble and say, well, you know, Tex Mars says, you know, link over here, so it must be okay. And he didn't say anything and warn me about any links, and he didn't warn me about any of this information. And at the bottom of the article, there are filthy words, but they're at the bottom of this page. And what if my little children had been in this room? My older son was in the room when Tex Mars used that phrase, and I just thought, it's O-S. Okay, those are the phrase, those are the letters that the phrase begins with, and I was just like, I was horrified. I don't want to have to explain to them these perverse terms. Is it because I'm a prude? No, it's because I'm a Christian. I'm not to instruct them in the ways of unrighteousness. The public schools do that. They give you films where you learn about all kinds of perverse behaviors, as well as how to fornicate. I found that out from a friend of my daughter's. I was horrified that they're actually having these movies in school. If your children are in public schools, make sure they're exempted from these movies. They're not required to watch them. And you have the authority as a parent to not allow this to take place. And there are links on this website. One is a link to a website with, I suppose this is supposed to be funny, BITCH, suppose bringing integrity to Christian homemakers. I thought, what? So I clicked on that, and it's a website, has Halloween tips. Okay, let's click on this again. This is referred from Tex Mars' website. Halloween ideas, making it both scary and religious. Okay. Brutal death of our Savior cookie recipe. Biggest BITCH in North America. People who are going straight to Hell Museum. So this is a filthy parody of the Christian faith. And this is linked. This is a link on the website that Tex Mars sends you to with no explanation, no disclaimer, no nothing. And again, the example of doing this is very seriously wrong. It is sinful. We're to be holy even as he is holy. And we know the Bible says that he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Well, going to websites like this is not going to encourage overcoming. It's going to encourage falling away, which is what is needed in order to bring in the one world order. When enough of the church has fallen away, that is when God is going to allow it. The only reason it hasn't happened yet is because of the mercy of God and because some of his people are repenting, and I thank him for that. The Bible says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable murderers and whoremongers. This website promotes whoremongering. It supposedly exposes it, but actually it kind of just titillates the reader. You won't see a single Bible verse on this website. This is certainly not a Christian website sending you to porn sites and sending you to sites. This one that Texmar is linked to, piratenews.org, it sends you to sites that blaspheme the Christian faith, blaspheme our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, there shall no wise enter into the heavenly city, enter into it anything that defileth. This website defiles you. We have to realize that people do change. And let me just, please give me a second to pull up. I have some verses that I wanted to bring up. You say, well, that's Tex Mars. He's had a ministry for, what, is it 15 or is it 20 years? He just had an anniversary recently. He has done so much. He has written some wonderful books. He has done some excellent work years ago. But what about now? What about when a righteous man turns from his righteousness? Ezekiel 3:20. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Tex Mars has been warned. I've tried to talk to Tex Mars about things that Lord has laid upon my heart. You know, I get criticized. Well, woman isn't supposed to be doing anything. Well, Christian woman isn't supposed to be doing anything publicly. Don't people realize that I've tried to go to Christian men about my concerns? I went to Tex Mars about Miracle 2. Oh, I'm not interested in that. I went to him about Stuart Best. I sent him a video. He didn't respond. So what I'm trying to say is, I don't believe he is approachable now at this point in time. Maybe not from someone like me. Maybe from people who support him. He will listen. Please care about his soul, and please warn him. The Bible says it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. And the Bible says, but we are not of them, Hebrews 10:39. Now, we are not of them that who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You have to believe till the end. You have to overcome to the end. If you turn from your righteousness, then God will not remember your righteousness anymore. God doesn't say, well, look what Tex Mars did, all these books, look at this great foundation. He has turned. He is turning now. You can hear it in his radio broadcast. You can hear it in the tone of his voice. You can hear it when he says, well, did you know so-and-so was a Jew? See, that's giving you an attitude that God doesn't want you to have. And I will never defend the bloodshed that has taken place over in Israel, what has happened to the Palestinians. I know the way that Israel was formed. It wasn't of God. And there are a lot of Torah-believing Jews that are against Zionism. So I'm not defending that by any means. But you do not do what the New World Order wants by pitting Christians against Jews and using that Hegelian dialectic. You don't do that. Just as Billy Graham doesn't speak for me, just as a lot of these evangelical leaders like Tim LaHaye doesn't speak for me, neither do the Zionists speak for many Jews, secular Jews, Torah Jews. They don't speak for them. The Satanists at the highest levels, the Zionists, do not speak for the secular Jews, and neither do the very seriously ungodly people at the head of the Christian establishment. So let's not be manipulated. Let's not be manipulated by literally Nazi propaganda techniques. I will be getting into that later when I've seen Nazi propaganda techniques used to vilify a whole people group. Let's not be manipulated by that. But that's getting off the subject a little bit. It's very important. If thou shalt say, he shall die. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. So if you're being manipulated or influenced toward wickedness, and I see it, God allows me to see it, and I don't warn you, I'm responsible. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. And I know a lot of people love Tex Mars. I have a couple of precious people in my life. I don't have very many friends. People think I'm strange because I love the Lord and I want to do what's right, and I have a very strong conscience, and I'm not going to knowingly compromise. And they love Tex Mars, and I feel like I'm going to lose my friends for saying this. But I have to. Because the Holy Spirit, you know, compels me, and he compels you too to walk in light. And God is light, and then in him is no darkness at all. And when there is darkness, and when other people are being drawn away, go into sin, to go to websites that could cause them to stumble. There are people who have blocks on their computers from websites like this. Just, you do not rationalize sin and say, well, I have to convince myself that President Bush was or is homosexual, so I'm going to go to this filthy site in order to know. That is a rationalization for sin. You don't need to go and learn about Britney Spears and Hollywood stars either. You don't need to study sin in order to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have to know enough about the enemy's tactics. You have to know his tactics. You have to know his snares. We can't be ignorant of the enemy's devices, but you don't use that as an excuse to rationalize sin. So I'm just asking you to please obey the Holy Spirit in response to this message. You know, the Bible says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become as saints. We don't send our fellow saints to a house of filthy prostitution or a place where there's filthy conversation going on, and you don't send them to websites like that either. And please, be careful with websites and who you link to. You're going to be responsible to the Lord for the people that you link to, how a person's influenced. If you have to link to a website where there's some concerns that you're aware of, put disclaimers, put warnings. Protect your brother's souls. Love the souls of your brothers and sisters. And our exhortation as Christians is not to be in deceit. And our exhortation as Christians is not to be of uncleanness, 1 Thessalonians 2:3, nor in guile, okay? Texas exhortation, if you call it that, of President Bush's alleged homosexual past is not in cleanness, but it's rather in uncleanness. Don't partake of that. Don't go against the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 4:7, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He hasn't called you unto uncleanness. He doesn't call you to go to unclean websites to supposedly get this filth in your mind so you can supposedly serve him. Don't rationalize sin like that. 2 Peter 2:10, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. Don't walk in the lust of uncleanness. Don't use this to rationalize sin. And if you have gone to this website, ask the Lord to forgive you. If you might have even clicked on that picture of the woman with the lingerie. I didn't scroll down, but I did just to see what it was. And they don't have anything at the top of the webpage that's defiling. But that is a pornographic website. There are demons at that website. You're not going there for the purpose like I did for investigation. If you're going out of curiosity, renounce going there. Renounce any evil spirits that gained access to your life. This isn't charismania. This is Christianity. Paul wrote in the Bible that we are commanded to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. And just say, Father in heaven, I'm sorry I went to these websites. Name the websites. I renounce in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Going to pirates.org, going whatever that other website is. Whatever other websites you went that are unclean. The blasphemy Christian websites. Whatever. I haven't gone to all of them. I know just enough to report to you now. I don't want to stay at all these websites. But just renounce going there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I renounce going there. Any evil spirits who have gained the opportunity, the Bible says, neither give place to the devil. If I've given place to the devil, I take it back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I renounce it, and I don't want any part of Satan, and I don't want any part of uncleanness, because anything that defiles doesn't enter into the kingdom of God. God calls us to be holy like he is, and if we're led of the Spirit, we will be. And I just thank you for listening, and I just ask you to please be very careful. Any person that you're listening to or following or feel like is a leader, to realize, don't be a respecter of persons. Put the Lord Jesus Christ first. He can lead you through his word, and you don't necessarily need a human leader. And if your pastor is sinning, don't support him and don't pay him. Get away, because God will hold you responsible for strengthening the hand of the wicked. And dear Father in heaven, I just pray for the people who are listening. I just pray, Father in heaven, that you would just open their eyes to your word and your will for their lives, and help them, Father in heaven, to walk in your way. I pray that you'd strengthen them, that they would be able to endure to the end, Father, and that they would be asking you how to walk right and how to follow you and not compromise. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty to the Captives podcast, a ministry of libertytothecaptives.net.